Okay.
So that'll get rid of that. And then also, the pesticides in the food. You want to try to get organic food as much as possible. And I think, I know in the United States where I'm from, there we have much more organic food that's become available over the years, and the prices is going down, so that in the summertime at least, the organic food is almost the same price as the regular food. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very good. And in Europe, I know it is also increasing the amount of organic food that's available. So eat organic whenever possible. By buying organic, you're stimulating the farmers to grow more, and then it's helping everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about BPA? Is that a big enemy we should avoid in cans?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah, they use it to line the aluminum cans and things like that. To the degree that you can avoid that, I think the BPA is a toxin.
Yeah.
But doing things like going in that sauna will help to remove that from the body.
Mm-hmm. In your book, I read something about houseplants.
Yes.
Do you use them in your home to clean the
air? I have many houseplants, and my houseplants are 15 years old, so they're very big. Mm-hmm. And I take good care of them, and they take good care of me, because plants love toxins. They will filter them out of the air. And some people will get these ozone generators and, you know, air filters, things like that. I don't like to use those. I just use the house plants. And I think that you should fill your house with plants and use the plants to filter the air for you, particularly your bedroom.
Yeah. Are some plants better than others?
Yeah, there are the broadleaf plants. And we have lists of certain plants that are particularly beneficial for detoxifying the air in your house and in your office. Mm-hmm. So wherever you spend a lot of time, you want in your bedroom for sure, because you're there for so many hours every night.
Yeah, okay.